Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz and Ois Aleph, but a different topic, not Avos Hashem. This is Shir number 13. This is Avos Atzmoy. There's a responsibility to love yourself and take care of yourself. And in that responsibility, you do this to serve Hashem properly. The nature that Hashem gave us, we love ourselves. If there's a picture that we are told we're in the picture, the first person we naturally, normally look to find from the 20 other people in the picture is to see how do we look in the picture. That's just what happens. You might want to see a cute little child. Also, fine, they look very cute. But you look for yourself. If someone says the name Chaim, and that's your name Chaim, let's say you're at a shir, Ruchaim Voloshiner, Ruchaim Salvechik, whatever it might be, Ruchaim Shmulevitz, right away you think, there's a little connection. Chaim, you mentioned my name. Now, he had nothing to do with you. But you mentioned your name. Kitevahu be'enoy she'et bi'aboya abayrei, she'yehe oyev es atzmai. A person loves himself, generally speaking, more than anything else in the world. That's how Hashem created us. Whatever a person has, he's going to use it for himself. That's the natural tendency. However, there's an evil sickness. The Yetzahara poisons a person that he doesn't know the difference between his right and his left. And he causes evil to himself. What is he talking about? To the point where a person will be his worst enemy. No one can harm himself worse than himself. V'zeh shtus godol, and it's a shtus is a foolishness, a stupidity, that a person will harm himself worse than anyone else will do it. And Chazal tells Gemara in Sotei Dav Gimel, a person does not do Avera unless it's nichnas by ruach shtus, unless a feeling of shtus, of foolishness, enters him first. What kind of example is he talking about? Rachmana l'tzlan, God forbid, a person could kill himself. Ma'abid atzma l'das. Rachmana l'tzlan, Hashem yatzila, Hashem should protect us from this. Therefore, step number one, we know we love ourselves, so you know what we have to do? We have to take care of ourselves. Psychologic should tell us that we should love our bodies more than our money. We should take care of ourselves more than our money. Right? You say it's obvious, right? How many people are working, not learning Torah, which they have to discuss already, but they're working 18 hours a day. I'm not going to start naming professions. I'm not attacking anybody. And they're sleeping over in the office. And they're just harming themselves. And you say, well, why are you doing this? So, well, you got to make a living. You got to make a living is one thing. You don't have to have, a $500,000 car. Make a living is one thing. So you ask the person, what's more important, your money or your body or your health? He says, of course my health is. But by one second, if your health is more important, what are you doing to yourself? You should love your goof and take care of yourself more than your money. Doesn't this go in the whole opposite of the whole entire world, what's going on? A little blackened bread is better, burnt bread is better, with tranquility, umenucha mehoin yikar in the fish betircha. As Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikolodin, the wisest man, says, with all the money in the world, but there's such burden to get it. V'mhirchev Hashem is gevulo yitain lekesef moitzel lehamsi margoy legufoy. Lo ya'omel ba'oil mazeh al betza kesef elim yesh lo yetiv legufoy. He says, take care of your body. Take care of your body. That's what he says. We're learning a very practical Musar Sefer. The person's going to harm himself. Person has to take care of himself. We're talking to each other, everybody. He has to eat properly. He has to sleep properly. He has to exercise. Someone says to you, what do you learn for a Seder? It's take care of your body. He says, aren't you, isn't that a spiritual type place? Well, yeah. You can't serve Hashem if you're physically not well. Look at the medical reports of what anger does to a person's body. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, he spoke of it years ago, decades of course, right? About how the person's his blood pressure rises, and then the sugar level, and then the diabetes, and all the different problems. From what? From kas. And he says over here, Va'al ha'kol tzorach shmira min ha'kas. So we started off over here by saying, avas atzma. The topic of discussion now is love yourself. Sounds a little selfish, right? No, it's not. You have to love yourself, and sometimes we think we love ourselves, but yet we don't realize how much we're harming ourselves. That's the beauty of what we're learning over here in the Pel Yoyitz. Let's continue with this topic next week.